WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The man police believe killed conservative activist Charlie Kirk will be arraigned on Tuesday. The latest from CBS's Carter Evans.
Tyler Robinson's being held in jail in a special housing unit where he's being evaluated right now to determine if he's a risk to himself or others. Meanwhile, Charlie Kirk's widow has shared her a message for his alleged assassin.
The movement my husband built will not die. It won't.
Robinson lived 5 miles away from his parents in St. George, Utah. CBS's Andres Gutierrez is there.
Neighbors tell me that Robinson did have a roommate. They mostly kept to themselves. On Friday, the FBI hauled away several boxes of potential evidence. Cameron Turnbow is a neighbor.
Sad. Just my heart breaks.
What do you think of the parents doing this?
I just break. I break for the father. However, I also commend him as a man and a father to be like, look, you did it. You got to turn yourself in.
More than 100,000 people packed London streets today to express their anger over the government's immigration policies. Here's more from CBS's Haley Ott, who was there.
Among the Union Jacks and St. George's crosses were MAGA hats and American flags.
Me and my partner decided to have an American flag as well to show our solidarity with America, basically, and the relationship that we have, and more specifically because of the death of Charlie Kirk.
Do you feel a connection to Charlie Kirk?
I like what he stood for. I like his integrity.
President Trump is demanding help from American allies in Europe, ending Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Details on that from CBS's Willie James Inman.
In a blunt letter addressed to NATO countries, President Trump says he is ready to impose sanctions on Moscow if the alliance first stops buying Russian oil. The president posting on social media saying, as you know, NATO's commitment to win has been far less than 100%, and the purchase of Russian oil by some has been shocking.
It's going to feel like summer in some parts of the country tomorrow, says CBS meteorologist Andrew Kozak.
Across the midsection of the country, an omega block pattern forms. That's when the jet stream forms the Greek letter omega, trapping some of the cooler and stormier air to the west. Midsection of the country, steaming in the 90s. Areas like Des Moines, Iowa could be setting records mid-90s, and that pattern will stay in tune for your Sunday.
During the seventh inning stretch at the Tampa Bay Rays-Chicago Cubs game, Eddie Vedder, Cindy Crawford, and Anthony Rizzo sang the traditional song.
In the take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd.
And the Milwaukee Brewers have become the first team to clinch a playoff spot this season. This is CBS News.
Are you looking to hire? ZipRecruiter finds the best candidate for your job fast. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers host the Cardinals in Game 2 of their weekend series tonight. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, on the mound for Milwaukee against the Cards right-hander Sonny Gray. The Brewers with an 8-2 win last night over St. Louis. Quinn Priester was asked, since the Brewers have now won 18 games when he's pitched, has he earned a spot as a starter for the crew in the postseason?
I mean, I guess. I think I've done my job this year, and I'm going to continue to do my job. And, you know, I think a big reason we're as great of a team as we are is because of the leadership we have in our coaching staff and our front office and the guys who make those decisions. And so, you know, whether I'm starting a game or being open for or coming in whatever role that, you know, they think I can help us win a playoff game, that's what I'm ready for and that's what I'm prepared to do. And, you know, those decisions get made by the people who also helped us get here.
College football, the Badgers losing at Alabama today, 38-14. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight. Areas of patchy fog and lows within a few degrees of 60. Looking mostly sunny for tomorrow. Highs within a few degrees of 80. High temperatures stay well into the 80s to start next week. Cooling at the end of the week. Right now it's 73.
Maggie Dawn.
We're joined at 5 p.m. by Wisconsin Democratic gubernatorial candidate Ryan Sternand. We dig into why he's running and what he proposes for Wisconsin's future.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along with Mr. Aaron Zommer is our producer and engineer on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Friday, TGIF, the 12th of September, 2025. It's a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome into the world headquarters of Civic Media downtown Madison on State Street. Overcast a bit, but still I'll call it mostly sunny. It is a beautiful day, Zommers. You and I were out for just a little walk, get a little coffee here before the show. Beautiful out there.
It is. It is. And I chose to wear shorts again today, which is good because it's a little warm for me.
For you. For you.
For most people,
it's
great.
People, it's a beautiful fall weather. Big show today for those watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and the like. Got my Badger polo shirt on. Badgers in action. Tomorrow morning, actually. I hear it was after. It's a morning game here in Madison. 11 o'clock kickoff. Badgers taking on, as Keith Jackson used to say, Alabama. It's a 9 a.m. kickoff show across many of our stations. 11 a.m. For the first kickoff there down in Tuscaloosa in Alabama. You can hear it at RCE in Richland Center, LAK in Amory, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, and WRPN in Ripon. In hour number two, our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, is going to be along here at 3:35, going to review that great big Packer win. Packers 2-0 for like the first time in 5 years. Going to talk a little bit more. He was there, of course, Clemens, and previewed the Badger game. Brewers are back in action this afternoon or this evening as well tonight. 6:35 for the pregame show tonight for the crew. Left and just after 7 o'clock, the first pitch. Brewers hosting the always terrible. No, I'd make that up, of course, because the Cardinals beat the Brewers in the 82 World Series. St. Louis Cardinals are in town against the crew. You can hear it in Richland Center, Oshkosh, and now in Hayward as well. So more on sports in hour number two. We might get to some of that as well this hour. Got a what's worse for you coming your way in hour number two. Very good, by the way. Busy weekend or lazy weekend. So we'll be talking about that. And we got free ticket Friday. Brewer tickets. I'm going to give you the magic word straight ahead as well. But first, on a Friday, I think it's the first time on a Friday, it is time to get into your time machines, your vehicles of political expediency, have a beverage, and enter the recombobulation area.
There is a fifth dimension.
beyond that which is known to man.
Milwaukee's best.
It's a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity.
Hey, man, what about Milwaukee, man?
It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition.
I think God would want us to go to Milwaukee.
And it lies between the pit of a man's fears and the summit of his knowledge.
What do you think about Milwaukee?
This is the dimension of imagination. You are now entering the recombobulation area.
I mean, we need a recombobulation area.
Everybody needs a recombobulation area. Coming up on 10 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, that music means one thing. Civic Media's political editor and the founder of the aforementioned recombobulation area, Dan Schaefer, and he's in studio here at the World Headquarters. Dan, always great to have you here in person.
Todd Alba, wonderful to join you here in Madison. Always love that introduction that we have from Zomers here. It's there is no introduction for anyone quite like that one that we have here for when
your
I joined
very
the show.
Own introduction.
That's right. That's right. I enjoy it so much. Well, great to be here with you.
Up from Milwaukee?
Yeah. Visiting for... checking out Cap Time's Idea Fest.
All right.
While we are here in Madison for today, Tim Walz is speaking at Cap Time's Idea Fest tonight. J.B. Pritzker tomorrow. So be listening to what some Midwestern governors have to say.
Yeah. I mean, Zomers and I are going to be here as well tonight, help to bring that. The kicks off at 6 o'clock, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Across many of these stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. So looking forward to more coverage of Governor Tim Walz in Madison tonight. And hearing that speech and others, right?
And others, yeah. And Tony Evers spoke the other night. We've got most of the Midwest here, most of the NFC North represented here, speaking at Cap Time's Idea Fest. If I, you know, can we just maybe we should just talk sports today?
I would really love to, and we are actually this hour because you're here for the whole hour. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's right.
We will talk a little sports this hour, but Dan, no better time to have someone help us recombobulate on what's been just a tough week in many ways, a confusing week, and now there's kind of new layers today. I want to do a couple of things. Before this hour ends, I do want to touch on state news, number one, and thanks for your help in booking this. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley was here earlier this week, and he has launched his campaign for governor, so I want to talk about his entry and what that means politically in the Democratic primary for governor. And I also want to get to the flooding assistance. Federal monies were approved by Donald Trump this week after letters from the entire delegation from the congressional delegation from Wisconsin. There are some concerns being raised by some flood victims in Milwaukee that is this going to be enough to help folks recover? So I want to talk a little bit about that and any other state news that you think is pertinent. But the big story today continues to be the aftermath of the assassination of conservative commentator and founder of Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk, out in Utah earlier. And this morning, and I watched the entire special report from Utah, Kash Patel, FBI director, Bongino, his assistant, flew out there. But the real news was made by Governor Cox, the Utah governor, and his law enforcement that announced that a new suspect has under arrest, has now been charged with murder in Utah. And we're learning more and more about this 22-year-old in Utah who is accused, alleged now, of carrying out the attack. Thus far, they're saying alone, nobody else is involved at this point. But I think it's good to talk through this, Dan, in calm tones and remind people this is still a fluid situation. We're going to share what we know at this hour. We're going to tell you where that came from. And then we're going to give, get your analysis as well, Dan, what this means for the political conversation moving forward.
Yeah, it's been a discombobulating week, has it not? I mean,
say that again.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the assassination was such an awful incident, and I think there's been so many emotions from so many people over the course of the week, and I am, you know, I'm obviously very glad that they have apprehended the shooter. Mm-hmm. That seemed to take a while, but I'm glad that they found a resolution there, and we're learning more about this, but it also feels like, you know, we're in this 24-hour news environment. I feel like we've gone through a handful of news cycles in between the time of the actual shooting and knowing who the person is and what his motives might have been in the shooting. And I think, you know, there have been some not great things that people have said in the wake of this. There have been some important and inspiring things that people have said to try to take down the temperature. And I wanted, I think we should be lifting up those folks who have been, you know, wanting to approach this in a calm and rational and measured way, where we are talking about, you know, the incident itself, the larger political culture that has, you know, ramped up, led to an escalation of political violence that we've seen in this country in the past few years. And I think, you know, there we could get on here and talk about, you know, oh, he said that and she said this and all of these different things that people have said that are causing, you know, greater strife in this moment of crisis here. But I think we should lift up some of those who have been doing the right thing and saying that we need to come together. We need to take down the temperature. We need to have, you know, human conversations about this. And we published a piece at the Recombobulation Area today from Emily Cephos, one of our contributors. She's also the chair of the Outagamie County Democrats. The headline on that piece is, "We have to say enough and have the courage to mean it." And I would encourage people to check out that piece. It's a it's an important reflection, I think, on what we've been seeing the past few days here.
You can find that work and all the other work at therecombobulationarea.news. Therecombobulationarea.news. Let's tell you the facts as we have them at this hour, according to CNN and other news sources as well. A shooting suspect is in custody. The suspect in the killing of Charlie Kirk has been identified as Tyler Robinson and is being held without bail in a Utah jail on several charges, including aggravated murder, according to officials. He is not talking to investigators, according to sources. Last night, one of Robinson's family members reached out to a family friend who then contacted authorities, according to Utah Governor Spencer Cox. A family member told investigators Robinson spoke negatively about Kirk before the shooting. The governor said the investigators discovered a bolt-action rifle wrapped in a towel and had inscriptions, including ones that read, quote, "Hey, fascist, catch," unquote, were engraved on casings found on that rifle, according to officials. I'm going to step away now from the actual CNN. That's just the quick overview and give you, and I've spent all morning, Dan, I'm sure you've done this, things as well. I mean, I spent all morning after the press conference listening to multiple news sources, doing research online, and what a couple of things that strike me. Number one, what I follow things like Mediaite and other news sources that aren't, you wouldn't, they're not CNN, they're not MSNBC, they're not broadcast news sources. They're more online.
Not the traditional
are they, they're not rumor mills. They are run by actual journalists. And what we're seeing on there that slowly, I'm just struck by how slowly what would be considered mainstream broadcast media is talking about this, but slowly we're finding out a few things. One, the person who allegedly turned in this guy was his dad.
Yeah.
Number two, the dad reached out to their youth minister at their church, who then helped contact authorities to have them come get this guy. Four, just to give you the down and dirty, this is a 22-year-old white male, a two-parent mom and dad family. I believe there are two other brothers in this family. By all of their, and people who are a lot more talented than me, some of these journalists, people I mentioned online, they know how to go and find the social medias and track down people's Facebook pages and Twitter accounts, and they compile all this online because, you know, so many people, particularly at that age now, live online. And we find out this is a pro-Trump family, a Republican family. This kid was allegedly, I say 22 kid, but was very bright, got a scholarship to this Utah University where the shooting happened, only spent a year there before dropping out. They're a pro-gun family, several photos of them wearing pro-NRA hats. Dan, in short, they don't fit the narrative that we've heard from MAGA for the last 36 hours that was counter to that.
No, but I also wonder how much that matters right now.
I think it matters a lot.
I think in terms of I think it matters a whole lot into all of the details on all of this matter. What I'm wondering about matters, and I think, you know, Emily touched on this in the piece that she wrote at the Recombobulation Area, is people are going online and kind of like tallying points in this online game. And you're just like, oh, it wasn't one of our guys. Now it changes right. the things. And I think that's a frustrating way to approach it, I think, to a certain extent, too.
A gentleman is dead. His family is grieving. That's first and foremost an atrocity. But I also think there's a political fallout to this is important. We'll discuss it with Dan Schaefer on the other side and give you a chance to win Brewers tickets. Four of them. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show for Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 22 now, past the hour of 2 o'clock on a Friday, TGIF, September 12th, 2025, off the Dan Schaefer Recombobulation Area playlist. Dan, you've been on a little Oasis lately.
I've been on a little Oasis kick this summer with the getting very into the reunion tour and all of that. It's good stuff.
It really is good stuff. Talking about new details coming out after the press conference this morning on the aftermath, the follow-up, the investigation into the assassination of Charlie Kirk. A suspect has now been apprehended, a 22-year-old white, apparently Republican from a gun-loving family, does not fit the narrative that the right was trying to craft over the last 36 hours. Going to pick up more of that discussion with Dan Schaefer, the political editor for Civic Media and founder of the Recombobulation Area. But first, Dan, at 23 past 2 o'clock, it's time for a free Ticket Friday trivia giveaway. Let's go.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind.
That's right. Time for Free Ticket Friday giveaway once again for the Milwaukee Brewers. Still, what, 5.5 games, Dan? Ahead of the Chicago Cubs,
I believe. Like that.
In the NL Central. They get back underway tonight. You can hear it live on many of our Civic Media radio stations. Pre-game show at 6:35. First pitch from AmFam Field against the St. Louis Cardinals just after 7 o'clock. You can hear it on RCE in Richland Center, ISS in Oshkosh, and now BZH, Buzz of the North, in Hayward. All right, here's how it works. If you don't have the Civic Media app, download it right now via your Apple or Android device. It is free, takes less than a minute. It's what Gail King calls a deal. Open it up. We're on the first 10 stations on the Civic Media app. Choose the one closest to you. And then in the lower right-hand corner, it'll say text, a little icon. No, Dan, you cannot play.
I try every time.
I know, you try.
I go on Matt Naranera, and I try to win these contests. I come on here on a Friday, you know, and I try to try win it. The contest. Yeah,
well, I'm not going to say no. Try it. See what happens. Give it a try. Why not? So you open up the lower right-hand corner on the Civic Media app. It'll say text, a little icon. Click on that. Now I'm going to give you a word to text in. Here's the caveat. You must be able to go this coming Thursday, September 18th at 6:40 in the evening. For this Thursday, September 18th, 6:40 in the evening against the Los Angeles Angels. You cannot exchange them for a different date. All right. If you're able to go Thursday, September 18th, get your texting fingers ready. The word is game. The word is game. G as in George, A, M as in Mary, E as in Edward. Game. G-A-M-E. The word is game. Text it right now. We are going to the game. Text the word game right now. G-A-M-E on the Civic Media app. At the end of the day, computer will randomly draw somebody from the correct entries, and you and three lucky friends, family, or complete strangers will be on your way to AmFam Field on Thursday, the 18th at 6:40, Brewers against the Angels. All right, text carefully. The word is game, G-A-M-E. All right, Dan, back to, we'll get more into the Dan's here the whole hour. We really appreciate that. So we'll have a longer discussion here after the farm news at the bottom of the hour. I want to get your take on this before. Here's why I think it matters, sussing out the truth on who this suspect is, who may have committed this. Because for the last 36 hours, and I'm only going to play one cut, somebody like Derek Van Orten in Wisconsin has been, I think he had sent almost 190-some tweets in the last 24 hours attacking people on the left.
Yeah.
And now it turns out that if the police evidence that is coming out now is accurate, it is not anybody on the left. It is, in fact, one of the mega subculture people. And I think it matters because here's a great article in Time magazine. Headline, The Killing of Charlie Kirk and the Political Violence Haunting America by Eric Coricella. Here's the last line, Dan. Quote, Kirk's sudden public death risks joining that chain. His killing could become not just a tragedy, but a catalyst. An event that radicalizes ever more Americans, less an aberration than the feature of our increasingly perilous national politics, unquote. That from Time. I think it matters because if people lay blame without fact, this is like a tinderbox.
Yeah, I think you're right. That is a real problem when people are jumping to those kinds of conclusions and blaming certain, you know, groups or whatever. And I think, you know, President Trump's statement the other night where he was calling out the left, I thought that was irresponsible. And I think there have been some irresponsible comments coming from people on the left over the course of the week, too. Do I think there are more, you know, generally in our political environment coming from the right? I do. But I don't think we can pretend that it's only coming from the right as
correct.
Well. So I think that is something to consider. But I also think this example, and there are so many others that we've seen lately about people getting radicalized online by certain subcultures, whether they are, you know, spreading from the MAGA universe or whatever it might be. There was also this week, there was the school shooting that happened in Colorado.
Right.
There was news today that the 16-year-old who was accused of shooting two of his classmates embraced conspiratorial, anti-Semitic, and white supremacist social media content. And so this is just such a widespread problem in our country, in our political culture, and in our online spaces that so many of us reside in for probably too much of our days.
And we're going to come back on the other side as well, because there's a great quote. I don't agree with every single thing that he said, but Governor Spencer Cox of Utah had a great quote, a great moment, I thought, where he warned people, take a breath and realize where some of this information is coming from and take care of each other. We'll hear that. And you're going to find out what groiper means. You're going to hear about this all weekend. Dan and I will tell you what it means. Don't go anywhere. You will not want to miss it. Farm News is next. It's the All Balls Show on Civic Media on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. The widow of conservative activist Charlie Kirk says she'll fight to keep his legacy alive. Here's Erica Kirk.
The cries of this widow will echo around the world like a battle cry. To everyone listening across America, the movement my husband built will not die. It won't. I refuse to let that happen. It will not die.
CBS's Haley Ott at the Foreign Desk says demonstrators at a right-wing rally in the British capital honored Kirk.
A minute of silence was held for Charlie Kirk at the massive march in London, which drew an estimated 110,000 people.
Tensions are growing in Europe. Here, CBS's Willie James Inman.
Romania and Poland today scrambled aircraft in response to Russian drone activity. The heightened tensions come as President Trump encourages allies to turn up the sanctions on Russia.
Trump says NATO members should stop buying oil from Russia to help end its invasion of Ukraine. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers host the Cardinals in Game 2 of their weekend series tonight. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, on the mound for Milwaukee against the Cards right-hander Sonny Gray. The Brewers with an 8-2 win last night over St. Louis. Quinn Priester was asked, since the Brewers have now won 18 games when he's pitched, has he earned a spot as a starter for the crew in the postseason?
I mean, I guess. I think I've done my job this year, and I'm going to continue to do my job. And, you know, I think a big reason we're as great of a team as we are is because of the leadership we have in our coaching staff and our front office and the guys who make those decisions. And so, you know, whether I'm starting a game or being open for or coming in and in whatever role that, you know, they think I can help us win a playoff game, that's what I'm ready for and that's what I'm prepared to do. And, you know, those decisions get made by the people who also helped us get here.
College football, the Badgers losing at Alabama today, 38-14. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Superman and Lex Luthor teaming up together? What is this world coming to? Before you know it, cats and dogs will be living together. Variety has announced that the sequel for this summer's hit Superman is in motion. If you thought the first one was a spectacle, the follow-up promises an even bigger nemesis will face off against the unlikely duo. James Gunn's Superman, starring David Corenswet, made $613 million worldwide and was a big first swing for the DC Universe, a company where Gunn currently serves as co-CEO. James Gunn says the sequel will be as much a Lex Luthor film as it will be a Superman film. The director says he loved working with Nicholas Holt, who played Luthor, and really identified with the Luthor character. Yikes. A couple other tidbits from Gunn's Superman world. The director says Supergirl, starring Millie Alcock, is on the schedule to be released in 2026. Superman, A Man of Tomorrow, will start filming in 2026 and be released in 2027. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, areas of patchy fog and lows within a few degrees of 60. Looking mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs within a few degrees of 80. High temperatures stay well into the 80s to start next week, cooling at the end of the week. It's 71 right now.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hear that?
That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show.
I'm back.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Jane is back. And we catch up on all the news she missed while she was away. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 35 now, past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Friday, TGIF, the 12th of September. I know how it's going to be. Every time Dan Schaefer is here, it's going to be great. That's how it's going to be. The founder of the Recombobulation Area, our political editor, glad to have him in studio here at the World Headquarters in Madison today. Lots to get to, Dan. Quickly, though, for those listening, Brewers are look, I know they went through a little three-game losing streak, but they're going to get hot this weekend. Still ahead in the National League Central. Going to be playing tonight against the Cardinals, 6:35 for the pregame show. You can hear it on our Brewer radio affiliate stations. If you want to go, and tickets are hard to come by this weekend, Pertner sold out, as my granddad used to say. We got four of them, four hot tickets for Thursday's game, September 18th. Got to be able to go on September 18th. You cannot exchange them for another date. And you have to be able to go at 6:40 in the evening against the Los Angeles Angels. Here's what you do. Open up your Civic Media app. The first 10 stations are the ones that we're on. Choose one. You'll see a text icon. And text the word game right now. G-A-M-E. The word is game, G-A-M-E. You have until 4 o'clock to text us. If you text it to other shows, you're still eligible for this one. Game, G-A-M-E. Text it right now. Four Brewer tickets in those beautiful club-level seats up for grabs. And we'll keep you reminding you of that through the game. All right, Dan, last to get to. Let's try to get through as much as we can here, talking about the aftermath of the Charlie Kirk assassination. You've said it. I've said it. This network has said it. We call out any violence, particularly political violence of any kind, of any sort. It doesn't belong. It's repugnant. Full stop. That's the first thing.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
I just want to make sure we get that on the record.
And we can always have conversations, and we have conversations here on the Civic Media Network, and we can disagree from time to time, and we can disagree without being disagreeable and without it turning to anything violent.
Yeah, absolutely. So the news this morning from Utah, Cash Patel, FBI director, and others were there along with the governor of Utah, Spencer Cox, announcing a new person. They believe it is the killer. The alleged killer is in custody, a 22-year-old white male from a Republican family. His dad, 27-year in law enforcement, a former sheriff. What happened apparently is the dad recognized his son in the photos. He called their youth minister. So they are Mormon, Christian, Mormon family. The youth minister said, you have to do the right thing. The family and the youth minister turned this kid in. He was taken into custody and has now been charged with murder. From all sorts of online social media accounts, they are pro-gun, they are pro-Trump, they are pro-NRA. And so a narrative that somehow this was someone that was from the left is apparently, seemingly, from what we know at this hour, simply not true. Dan, I want to get into the weeds just for a couple of minutes here, because I think this is really important to pass on to our listeners, because, again, I'm seeing this on online legit media, but not so much on broadcast, and probably a whole other bottle of wine. My feelings are that today's broadcasters are being suppressed because they're fearful of Trump's FCC and their licenses. Agree or disagree with that?
I mean, it has to be suppressed, but it's a point of consideration, I think.
That's another discussion. But what I'm seeing on online legitimate media, not it's like Mediaite and other social media, legit journalist, Semaphore, is that, and so people say, well, why did this guy do it? How would a pro-Trump person kill, allegedly, Charlie Kirk? Here is what's being alleged at this hour, that this 22-year-old alleged shooter is something known as a groiper. All right? People say, what the heck is a groiper? I'm going to read you the definition. A groiper, sometimes called the groiper army, are a group of alt-right, white nationalists, and Christian nationalists, activists, led by Nick Fuentes. Members of the groups have attempted to introduce alt-right policies into mainstream conservatism in the United States and participated in the January 6 attacks on the U.S. Capitol and the protests leading up to it. They have targeted other conservative groups and individuals whose agendas they view as too moderate and insufficiently nationalist. The Groiper movement has been described as a white nationalist, homophobic, nativist, fascist, sexist, anti-Semitic, and an attempt to rebrand the declining alt-right movement. That's an online, that's a dictionary description of this, Dan. What's interesting, I think, for our listeners as well, is people have gone to, if you're not familiar, Twitter, now owned by Elon Musk. It goes by X. There's an AI platform, Grok, where you type in, it's an AI thing like ChatGPT only for X. And people have gone to this and they put in the information. Even Elon Musk's X, Grok AI, is confirming, according to its AI brain, that this kid fits a groiper, and this is the far, far right extremism of MAGA today.
And it's concerning. Yeah. I think you've seen examples of you know, the fact that, I mean, I think we think of Donald Trump and his movement as, you know, being pretty far to the right. We can't forget that there are those even further, even more dangerous. And I think this is, it just speaks to a culture that exists in online spaces right now is that has kind of gotten out of control. And I do wonder if, you know, if like the new leadership at the FBI and what have you, are they focusing on this, right? Mm-hmm. Are they focusing on online extremism and the dangers that that poses? You know, I think we all have to be mindful of, you know, the fact that this stuff is out there, right?
I totally agree. And again, we could do a whole hour on this. And I'm still, folks, I've spent all morning after the press conference this morning going to legitimate sources, diving deep. Here's what I can tell you. Maybe Zomers, if you want to jump in because you're more of this generation. And I think, Dan, this is, you know, I'm a Gen Xer. You're a millennial. Mm-hmm. I mean, I look at the baby boomer age. I think, well, you know, I'm not really that old. And I think, well, okay, I'm getting there. And then I look at you and I think, well, you're pretty hip and into the things.
And I'm feeling pretty old these days too.
And so then you got to go to Zomers, a 25-year-old.
I'm 26.
20, I'm sorry. and so here's where I caution people. As you're watching the information, if you're intaking your consuming information this weekend, because people are focusing on what was written allegedly on the bullet casings. And they're saying, well, that means that, you know, it was a transgender and furries, which I don't want to go down the rabbit hole on that, but that's a small sect of people who dress up in costumes basically for cosplay. But if you go to this, apparently what I'm seeing is there's a multiplayer online internet game called Helldivers. And so these things like Bel Cello or Bel, whatever, I don't know Spanish or Italian, Bellicao or
Chow?
Bellicao.
I think.
And allegedly it was part of a World War II anti-fascism Nazi song, but that's been co-opted by these Gen Zers in this online game or whatever you want to call it, Helldivers, to mean something different. So just know, everybody, as you consume your information and people my age, 55, Dan's age, mid-30s, we don't know what we're talking about. You got to go down to the vernacular of kids using this online. Zomers, yes or no?
Yeah, and one of the key things to note about Groypers and similar like ultra alt-right, you know, ideologies, and I will say groups that try to groom young people to commit violent acts, is that one of their specific goals is to confuse and troll people.
Mm-hmm.
And so they will use self-contradicting political rhetoric to make it hard to figure out what's going on while they shoot for their quote unquote high score and try to kill more people.
So, I mean, and I'm not here, Dan, to say, oh, all online gaming is bad or whatever, but I heard someone else, and I give him credit. I just watched someone this morning. Can't remember. One of the pundits this morning on TV said, this gets to, and I think they're a mental health person, and we've had Kira Sabin on this program and others. There is an epidemic in this country, Dan, of loneliness, particularly among single males.
Mm-hmm.
And this is driving them to online platforms where people that might be already open to mental health issues, they find a what we would consider a sick kind of community that warps their mind.
Right. And I think it's such a problem. And I don't really know what we do about it, right? And it's just like, you know, you don't want to censor places, but also like this is dangerous ideology that people should not have no place with. Like, right. And then there's also like kind of the element, and just in the way you're describing this too, it's just like there's these layers of insanity, right. And it's just like, how do you even make sense of what actually this is as just like a regular person going about your life? Like, I'm pretty dialed into politics in my day-to-day life. Like, obviously I'm the political editor here at Civic Media. I run my own, you know, opinion column and online publication. I don't understand half of this. And yeah. Like, if, you know, just some regular person who's just working their job and going about their life, and they're going to be introduced to this. And there's just like these five levels of trying to understand what this game is and what it says about that and how it's connected to these extremist spaces online. It's so, I mean, it's discombobulating. It's confusing. And I don't know what you do about it either.
But thank you for it, because you just made basically one of my main points is that these politicians, these leaders, if you want to call them that, the left or right, are using this situation, in my opinion, to score political points when they're not diving down on the nuances and the layers to actually know what this stuff means.
Yeah. Yeah. And the details matter.
The details really do matter.
Yeah. And I had this, you know, I was reporting a story last year during the election, and I had somebody explain this to me. It's just about, you know, an issue that the Democrats were trying to fight on. If you're taking three sentences to explain it, you're already lost. And that's part of the problem,
right.
Too.
Zalmer, do we have time for the Utah governor clip? All right. This is really important, folks. Utah governor Spencer Cox last night in Utah talking about the information that we consume, and we should have to be careful.
For those people who are spending so much time on social media, I think Charlie said it best, that when things get bad, we should put our phones down and spend a little time with our families. There is a tremendous amount of disinformation. We are tracking our team, the state team, and I'm sure the federal team as well. What we're seeing is our adversaries want violence. China, we have bots from Russia, China, all over the world that are trying to instill disinformation and encourage violence. I would encourage you to ignore those, to turn off those streams, and to spend a little more time with our families. We desperately need some healing. We'll have more to say about that in the days and weeks to come.
That is the Republican governor of Utah, Spencer Cox. Dan, I thought it was just great advice for all of us, including me. Touch grass, as the kids say.
Yeah, get off the phones. I'm so guilty of doom scrolling for way too long. And I think it is, you know, I think Governor Cox, a Republican, has handled this pretty reasonably well, I think, all things considered. And again, those are the types of leaders that we need to hear from, people who are encouraging the opposite of what we hear from maybe the representative from the 3rd Congressional District here in Wisconsin.
Speaking of, we'll hear what Derek Van Orten's saying. And also, Donald Trump kind of seems to be over it. Donald Trump, in his own words, not going to want to miss that. And we'll give you the Brewer ticket magic word to win 4 tickets after this on Civic Media's Radio.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug-to-driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, no, we can't bring them out of the poker face. Deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is how you remind. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Playlist of Dan Schaefer. This is how he gets recombobulated.
That's
he
right.
Takes a run by Lake Michigan and listens to
What's the Story Morning Glory by Oasis.
There you go. A little
turns Oasis. 30 this year.
Really?
That album.
Really? Yeah. Incredible. Yeah. Time flies. All right, Dan Schaefer, founder of the Recombobulation Area. You can find him at the recombobulationarea.news. Also, the Civic Media political editor is here. Lots to get to, Dan. Short time to get to. Let's get to a couple of these cuts. Third District Republican Congressman from Wisconsin in Washington, D.C. yesterday. This is courtesy of Heartland Signal. This is before we knew who the police law enforcement arrested in connection with the Charlie Kirk killing, which turns out to be apparently a pro-Trump family, a gun-owning family, a white family, a Christian family. But yet here is Derek Van Orten in Washington yesterday talking to the press gaggle.
Every single one of you here, you're at fault. Hey, you know what? Knock it off. Knock it off.
Do you believe Republicans have a problem with that?
You are responsible for that assassination yesterday. You should be ashamed of yourself.
What about the Democratic lawmakers?
Dan Schaefer, I'm at a loss for words.
It's a really problematic statement, as we've seen many problematic statements from Representative Derek Van Orten in his time in public office. you know, he's been on Twitter constantly, basically since the shooting, having a host of things to say. I mean, we could spend the whole day, whole show,
we could,
just reading off of Derek Van Orden's hundreds of tweets about this, blaming the left, blaming the media. You know, I think it is important to note at this, as we talk, do this, you know, kind of make sense of things here. His has been the exception. I do sincerely believe that there are majority of us out there on the right and the left have responded to this assassination, to this moment, by encouraging calm, by condemning political violence, by doing and saying the right things. I think most of us are out there doing and saying the right things. Derek Van Orden is not.
Right.
And I don't, you know, we can focus on that to and highlight what he had to say. But I do think what he has been doing and saying has been the exception. It has not been the norm. I think most people out there, I think, you know, we played the clip from the Utah governor. I think there are more people out there who are sounding and saying things like the Utah governor than there are saying things like Derek Van Orden. It is just extremely unfortunate and frightening, frankly, that he is saying what he is.
And now the last 3 or 4 hours, he has changed his tone on Twitter from going after the left and Democrats to now calling out individuals and universities, other these few exceptions on the left who are, Dan and I think are in agreement, are also despicable of being gleeful about the death of Charlie Kirk. That's repugnant, in my opinion.
I think I absolutely agree. It's awful. It's despicable. But people should not be talking like that.
100% agree with you. But now, Derek, instead of saying, okay, we got the shooter, and, you know, it's really unfortunate that it's essentially one of ours, he doesn't want to talk about that. And I think that's also wrong. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, on the White House lawn this morning was asked in the press gaggle, it's hard to hear, so I'm going to tell you. The question was, sir, how are you holding up after the assassination of your friend, Charlie Kirk?
How are you holding up over the last 3.5 days?
I think very good. And by the way, right there, you see all the trucks. They just started construction of the new ballroom for the White House, which is something they've been trying to get, as you know, for about 150 years. And it's going to be a beauty. It'll be an absolutely magnificent structure. And I just see all the trucks. We just started. So it'll get done very nicely, and it'll be one of the best anywhere in the world, actually.
So Marine One was getting ready to take off, so it's kind of hard to hear, Dan. But the question asking, how are you holding up after the assassination of your friend Charlie Kirk? Very well, thank you, or pretty well, thank you. And then goes on to talk about the building of a White House ballroom. Again, now doesn't want to talk about it.
If, you know, I hate to do like the what aboutism if you flipped it, but like in this case, if somebody had asked Barack Obama in a press conference what he thought about this, and he turned to the turned to immediately move to the interior decorating at the White House, I think people would have a problem with that too.
100%, and rightly so.
Yeah,
but again, because the narrative now doesn't match what they want it to on the right, because it allegedly looks like this guy, this assassin, is someone from the ultra far right. They call them groypers within MAGA who are, I want to get this out quickly. Nick Fuentes, who has had dinner at Mar-a-Lago with Donald Trump and all kinds of things. You look on internet where he was going after Charlie Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Recently.
This one was when Kirk started a 2019 campus tour. Fuentes declared, quote, a groyper war, unquote, against the, quote, fake conservative, unquote, asking his followers at Kirk events to press him on stances that weren't, quote, conservative enough, expose him, unquote. That's what this guy was being fed.
Yeah.
And later on,
has escalated in the 6 years since that.
And if you go on, and then in comments after that, Fuentes basically says, well, you know, I'm just kind of kidding. I'm just kind of, you know, this is just, but these people don't understand, Dan, that people are already susceptible to mental health issues who are alone. They cling to this and then they act.
And not every one of them is kidding.
No, not at all.
That's what we need to be mindful of and take seriously. It's just like, how much is, like, where's the line here? You know?
Touch grass. You watched the Packers last night?
I did. That was a heck of a game.
Wasn't it?
That was fun.
That was fantastic.
Tucker Kraft jumping in the stands. He had a great game.
Yeah.
The Packers defense played great. We got a fun team.
2-0 for the first time. Clemens will keep me honest on this. First time in four or five years, they've started the regular season 2-0.
Not too bad.
Not too bad at all. You can find all of Dan's work at therecombobulationarea.news. If you're kind of uncertain about what's going on, recombobulate yourself. Go to the recombobulation area. Always great to have you here, Dan. We'll talk to you tonight at Idea Fest at 6.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Todd.
Always a pleasure. Dan Schaefer, everybody. Come on back. Hour 2, Brewers tickets, what's worse, and Mike Clemens. Come on back on the All Ball Show on Civic Media's Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Phoenix, site of Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA.
He's going to be so missed.
Mourners gather to remember him.
I think that his death is a tragic extreme of cancel culture.
22-year-old Tyler Robinson, the man accused of killing Kirk, is in a county jail in Utah, denied bail. More from CBS's Carter Evans.
The suspect has no prior felonies or misdemeanors on his record, and prosecutors are expected to file formal charges on Tuesday ahead of his first court appearance. And today, plans were announced for a memorial to be held for Kirk a week from Sunday at the home stadium of the Arizona Cardinals.
And CBS News has confirmed that in the wake of the Kirk killing, the Trump administration is asking Congress for $58 million for the U.S. Marshal Service to provide increased security for both the executive and judicial branch.